It's probably something you've never thought about. Does food taste better when you eat sitting down or standing up? University of South Florida marketing professor Dipayan Biswas has done research into the subject. He spoke to WUSF's Lisa Peeks about his findings on this week's University Beat.
It is steak tipping day at the USF food truck. Hi, excuse me. My name's Lisa Peeks. I'm with WUSF Public Media. Would you mind just telling me what you've gotten to eat today?
Steak tips, cheese balls, french fries, and I put hot sauce on it.
And where are you going to eat this?
We are planning to sit down.
What do you think about how the food will taste versus if you ate standing up?
You'll have more time to savor it versus if you're standing up. You typically stand up to eat foods that are in a hurry that you just want to shovel down your gullet versus foods that you want to savor and enjoy. And I want to savor this wonderful cholesterol party that we're about to ingest.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. Biswas.
You can call me Dip.
Dip. Can you summarize your research on this?
So our body reacts differently when we are standing versus when we are sitting. So like the blood pumping rate, certain hormone productions, they change when you're sitting versus standing. In general, when you're standing, the stress level is higher because the body has to like work harder to get the blood pumping up. So when you're a little bit more stressed, our sensory sensitivity goes down. So food doesn't taste as good standing as they would when you're sitting.
And who is interested in your research?
So basically any restaurant, any retail chain that sells food and that have options for both sitting and standing would have relevance for this. So for example, there's a big trend in Europe and Asia for eating while standing. And some of these Asian chains, like the Japanese chains, when they're coming to the US, they're going for like the same setup where you stand and eat only. So it has advantages in crowded cities where like land is expensive, like retail space is at a premium because you can fit in more people standing. But on the other hand, you lose out on the taste aspect. When you're standing, the food doesn't taste as good as when you're sitting.
Does it matter what the food is?
It does. So good food, tasty food tastes less tasty when you're standing. But foods that are not tasty, that have unpleasant tastes, if you're standing, it's a little less unpleasant.
You want to call out some bad tasting foods, for example?
Yeah, so in general, a lot of children don't like broccoli. So they find the taste of broccoli pretty disgusting. It's a worldwide phenomenon. So one way to make children eat broccoli might be have it standing up. The taste is not that intense. It's less unpleasant.
So what about advantages of standing while you're eating?
People eat less when they're standing than when they're sitting. So we ran an experiment where we told participants you can eat as much as you want. So in one of the sessions, they were standing, another group of participants sitting, same like experimental setup. What we found was people eat less when they're standing, possibly because the food doesn't taste that good. If you're trying to cut down on consumption, if you're trying to lose weight, standing may not be bad. Also, standing is a very mild form of cardio compared to sitting. So it's like not exactly like cardio, but your heart is actually working harder to pump up the blood when you're standing. When you're sitting, your body is more relaxed. So there are some physical advantages. If you're standing, you're at a more active physical state.
That was Lisa Peeks speaking with USF Mumma College of Business professor Dipayan Biswas. You can find out more about his study, which was published in the Journal of Consumer Research, by visiting wusfnews.org.